Hello and welcome to our poster room, visualising propagation to mid-latitudes from a shipboard whisper transmitter on a passage from 27 north to 70 south using the Whisper Daemon database and how to access the data. We have three main messages for you. First, that shipboard whisper transmissions prove really interesting data sets for propagation studies. Second, it's still experimental as to how best to visualize the data. And third, getting the data and running your own graphics are dead easy. Here's a graphic that represents the spots received on the research ship James Clark Ross on a voyage from the UK up to Svalbard at 82 north and then back again to the UK. It's not entirely satisfactory. It's a scatter plot of distance against time. And we've got contours here representing the number of spots within particular areas. And so as the ship sails north, there's an increase in the number of spots. And then reaching polar latitude 70 and above, there are far fewer spots, with very few indeed in the centre, where the ship at 82 north. But then we all must have a mirror image as the ship sails back to the UK. But we need a lot of additional information to interpret this plot, for instance, to know the latitude. How can we do better? Let's look at the whisper transmissions from the research icebreaker Paula Stern on her voyage from December 2020 from Gran Canaria, reaching Antarctica in mid-January. The map shows the track and each red dot shows the daily position. And we are using whisper reporters in square JN in Europe and EM in the US. And the approximate paths are shown in white. A standard form of propagation prediction graph shows path reliability. That is, the probability in percent of the signal-to-noise ratio over the path being greater than a threshold as a function of frequency and time of day. And here is a version from VOACAP with four whisper settings for 14.5 degrees south, 20 degrees west from square JN in Europe. Can we reproduce this plot with whisper data? Grafana allows us to produce heat maps of properties, and in this case it's the spot count, the number of spots received. On the y-axis we have the frequency from 3.5 MHz up to 28 MHz, and on the x-axis we have 24 hours of each day. The noon latitude is listed in the top left-hand corner. And the plot on the left is for square JN in Europe, and the plot on the right is for square EM in North America. The animation sequences from 25 north, that is the Canary Islands, to 70 south, that is the shore of Antarctica. The main features seen in the propagation prediction graph are present in these whisper spot count data. In particular, the distribution of spots in the early morning at low frequency and late evening UTC with a gap in the center of the day, and the dip in the maximum usable frequency at about 6 a.m. in the morning for grid JN in Europe. How else can we look at the data? We can take a single band, single graphic overview. That is, with time of day on the y-axis and day on the x-axis, with the number of spots indicated by the colour, from blue for near zero to 145 per hourly interval in deep red. This is for square JN in Europe. However, raw spot count isn't really the best estimate because we don't know how many stations within square JN have contributed to that spot count, whether they've varied through the day or day by day during the voyage south. So in this graphic, we're looking at the number of distinct reporters from GridJN hearing DP0POL on polar stern in each 60-minute block. And indeed, there is a gradient between December with the ship near the Canary Islands to the ship near Antarctica on the right-hand side of the plot, both during particular times of day and day by day. To me, this suggests that as the ship travels further south, it is those fewer stations in GridJN with probably lower local noise levels that are still hearing the signals. So we can now ask the question, well, what percentage of those reporters in SquareJN hearing any signal actually hear DP0POL? So the next stage is to find the number of distinct reporters from GridJN that heard any whisper station within each 60-minute interval. And here's the graph of those stations, mostly reporting during the middle of the day UTC, with fewer during the night, as expected. This graph then shows the percentage of reporters from GridJN hearing DP0POL on 20 metres in each 60-minute interval. There is a clear reduction in percentage from left to right, that is, from north to south, and there is also a clear reduction in the number of reporters hearing the ship during the middle of the day as she travels south. So the openings are still present early in the mornings and in the evenings, where indeed a good fraction of the number of reporters did hear DP0POL in the evening when she was further south at 70 degrees. You can easily get hold of all whisper spots reported since July 2020 from the Whisper Daemon data servers. These are three replicated servers for redundancy. They have fast connections and sufficient memory and disk space to hold several years of Whisper data. The Whisper Daemon database offers a wide range of methods for access to make things easy. Most of them are described within a data access document. The links in this panel provide access to descriptions on how to use Node.js, Bash, Python, R, PySpark, Scala, and a big data approach, ClickHouse, and also Octave. Here we have used Octave with the mmap package to show the distribution of sites receiving transmissions from DP0POL when the ship was at Antarctica, 70 degrees south, through the 24 hours of 19th of January 2021. The hour of day is shown in bottom right, with the number of spots in each hour as well listed. Individual PNG files for each hour were generated using Octave and mmap, and then formed into an image sequence using Fiji or ImageJ, and then turned into this animated GIF. So in conclusion, whisper spots either received on or transmitted from ships on long passages form very interesting data sets for propagation studies. Getting at the data using the Whisper Daemon database couldn't be simpler, whatever your choice of software